92.9 Dave FM is our big show for Little Voices. We are live at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. I'm Mara Davis. And first, let me give you our number, 404-785-5000. Say hi to our very dear friend and rock and roll superstar, Emily Saliers is here from the Indigo Girls.
Hey, Mara. Hey, Atlanta and surrounding areas.
At some point, do you want to just lose my phone number? Because I'm like, please, Emily, can you help the children?
You know I would do anything for you. It's a given. It's just a given fact.
Well, you are an Atlanta icon. You really are. And now yet another Indigo Girls album called Beauty Queen Sister.
Yep.
Love the way it's sounding, by the way.
Thanks.
Are you pulling some of the influences there on the new album from Fleetwood Mac, or what's the deal?
Well, I don't, you know, because Amy writes her songs and I write my songs and we bring a producer in, and everything that happens kind of happens in the studio. So we just had a bunch of great players, mostly out of Nashville, and they just lent their talents and their, you know, unique gifts to their particular instruments, and that's why I think the album came out sounding like it did. Plus, we got some boys singing on there now.
Oh, finally.
The Shadow Boxers from Atlanta, Georgia.
That's very exciting.
Who are going to be superstars.
That's great. And you've been known to find new talent. By the way, we're streaming this live at dave.fm. We're going to be spending some time with Emily from the Indigo Girls. But you like to find new talent, and then again, talent finds you. I mean, you know, Pink sang on one of your records.
First, she asked us to sing on hers, and we were blown away. It just happens that she lived in Atlanta and loved our music, and we totally freaked out with happiness over that.
Were you like, I'm coming out, so yeah. I better get this party started. Can you sing that, Emily?
I'm such a dork. I probably did do that. I probably left that on her voicemail, and she's like, you're a stalker. Let's not do this after all. But that worked out really well. It was a great song, Dear Mr. President. And then, you know, Amy and I cut our teeth at Little Five Points Pub in Atlanta, and we're just like a bar band, and we used to have people just come up on stage and join us. So we still have that same kind of way of liking to perform with other people, and we're inspired by other artists, so it's just a natural thing.
We're here on a big show for Little Voices, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, with Emily Saliers from the Indigo Girls, and you give back so much to the community. It is unbelievable. And I know you know a lot about this hospital just from being from Decatur.
I do, and I have a strong association with Emory just through my dad teaching there forever and ever, and us growing up on the campus and me graduating from Emory. And I have actually had friends who've been working here for a long, long time. And I just think, you know, it's not that hard to give back. And when you think about the stories of the realities of what these families are actually going through and what the children are going through. And I mean, it's nothing to come by and say, I just lend my voice of support. Indigo Girls lend their voice of support. We're just very grateful that Children's Healthcare is here in Atlanta, because it's a gift to the communities.
Well, you do so much for the community. I know that you're working with your dad a lot.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We wrote a book together a few years ago called A Song to Sing, A Life to Live, and it's just about reflections on music as a spiritual practice. So he comes from the cloth. He's a theologian. I come from the bars. I don't know what I am. a heathen. And we took a journey together exploring music, the history of music. And then we do these shows where I sing some of the music that he's written, like an antiphon, and then he becomes an indigo boy and sings like Power of Two or something, and then we just explore sort of the relationships between family, friends, music, and a spiritual journey. It's really great. He's a great guy.
Well, I can only imagine he is, and you know, that kind of brings it all back home in the sense that spirituality and music coming together, especially when you're in a very, very dark place, as some of the people are here at Children's. Have you ever been around kids or played for kids where you've had a moment where, you know, you've met someone and played music for them, and it's...
We actually did a Songs for Kids thing here at Children's Healthcare. I think it's been two Christmases ago now, where we sang songs in the lobby over there, and the kids, like one little girl came up and made up her own song on the spot. It's just a way to share. We sang Christmas songs, holiday songs, and it was really, really great. And both my sisters and their husbands have two kids apiece. So I love those kids. I'm around them. And, you know, kids just give you a fresh perspective on life. And so to have a child suffering is exponentially difficult experience when you have the joy that they're giving you even through that. And then you have the struggle of their suffering. So this is just there to have them in such good hands and have children's health care, working with families through these issues is just critically important.
The number is 404-785-5000. It's our big show for Little Voices. We're here with Emily Sellers from the Indigo Girls, who, you know, maybe the rock star that we know and love, but I mean, to think that your nieces and nephews, they come here if there's an issue.
Yeah, I mean, you and I were talking about this on the break, even though something may seem insignificant compared to what another child or family goes through, every time a child suffers in any way, and if it's your family, your loved one, it seems like the end of the world to you at the moment, you know? It's just, it's heartbreaking. Even you know, my niece broke her elbow and came here, and so I just felt like she was getting the best care she possibly could have gotten, and there's just no way to describe it, especially for people who go through it.
Yeah,
so I've been blessed so far with not suffering those kinds of tragic events or serious illnesses within my own family, but I have a deep appreciation for those who are able to go through that and handle it.
I just want to get mention your new album called Beauty Queen Sister,
which is
out now.
Yep, came out October 4th. We're very excited about it. We're touring right now. People are responding well to it, so even after all these years,
I mean,
old
you say that.
Still hanging on.
Yeah, but you say that like it's a surprise. I mean,
she's an old bag, man.
I'm an old bag.
She's an old bag of bones.
I'm an old bag of bones.
Yeah, listen, I disagree with that. You can watch Emily right now at Dave.fm. We're live streaming what's going on in here. But I mean, that's still got to be fun for you. Obviously, you're still having fun.
I am still having fun. And to tell you the truth, Mara, every day I feel grateful for a career, you know, getting to play music. It is something that's very cathartic, not only for me, not only for Amy, but for people who come and listen to the songs and join the shows. People get to sing together. It's really a joyful thing. And I think in this world, it's just highly dysfunctional, and people are so separate from each other, and there's a lot of pain. And music is a very joyful thing. So to be able to be part of that is very, very heartwarming day after day, even after all this. I get more tired. I mean, I am an old bag of bones, Yvonne. She's sitting there looking at me. I get up in the morning, my eyes are all puffy. I'm like, oh man, I'm running late. They say you start to do things more slowly the older you get. I don't know if that's true or not, but
well, it's funny because we originally were like, all right, Emily, I'll see you at 9. She's like, how about 10:30?
No, I'll be there later.
I think I said, how about 10:30?
Yeah, exactly. You did say that.
Yeah.
So many reasons to donate here, and it's not every day that Emily takes time out of your busy schedule. You've got an event with your dad today. You've got rehearsal tonight. You're hitting the road tomorrow.
Show in Pittsburgh.
But when it came to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, Emily said, I'm there.
I wouldn't have missed it. You know, a busy day is nothing in comparison with what people go through when their kid is sick. So it's just can't even compare. And I love Dave FM, and I'm happy to see you again. And my old buddy Yvonne Monet, love that girl.
I love it. But
you look good for an old bag of bones.
Oh, thank you.
You look good.
It's the reading glasses.
The number is 404-785-5000. Emily Sellers from the Indigo Girls is encouraging you to pick up that phone.
I am. I think it's a small sacrifice to make. I always feel like whatever you give, it brings you more joy than what you actually give up. So, and this is a tight community in Atlanta and the surrounding communities. And this is indescribably wonderful health care benefit for Atlanta and for surrounding communities. So I strongly urge you to just dig a little deeper into those pockets and come up with what you can. It's going to change lives for sure.
Emily, thank you so much.
Thanks, Mara. It's
great to see you. The Indigo Girls Rock.
Good to see you, friend.
It's nice to see you. Let's go out sometime. We'll talk about this after.
Mara, okay. Don't try to steal my thunder.
It's the big show for Little Voices. We're live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. It's 92.9 Dave FM.
Thank you, Emily.
Thanks, Mara.